Theme 12. The word evolution means an unfolding, a process of development and change. Evolution applies to the formation and development of the entire physical universe. Atoms, molecules, mountains, planets, stars, galaxies, as well as to living organisms. Geneticists, however, limit their studies to biological evolution, termed evolution for short, and generally define it in a stricter sense. To a geneticist, evolution refers to changes in gene frequencies that arise and accumulate through time in populations of organisms. It is populations, not individual organisms, that evolve. These cumulative changes in gene frequencies are subject to natural selection, as that process was originally proposed by Charles Darwin. According to Darwin, natural selection determines the reproductive success of one individual compared with another, and thereby determines which individual's genes will be represented more frequently in subsequent generations. Darwin reached his conclusions by observing the kind of slight phenotypic variations among individuals of closely related species. The most well-known of Darwin's many examples was the 14 species of finches that he studied while visiting the Galapagos Islands. See figure. He concluded that the slight differences in the physical appearances of the finches on the different islands were the consequences of adaptations that had accumulated over long periods of time in response to the different island environments. The adaptations, Darwin concluded, were due to heritable changes that ultimately resulted in the development of the different species of finches. The physical differences among the species evolved because the finches were reproductively isolated from one another by the water that restricted each population to a particular island. The term species refers to reproductive groups that interbreed among themselves, but that do not mate or exchange genes with other reproductive groups in nature, even when they share a common environment. Chickens, geese, and ducks may share the same barnyard, but they mate only with other birds of their own species. Race is an arbitrary subclassification of a species based on physical or genetic differences. However, individuals of different races can and do interbreed, since they all belong to the same species. In some species, such as dogs, the term breed is used instead of race to denote a subspecies. All breeds of dog belong to the same species, and in principle, any dog can mate successfully with any other dog. However, because of the artificial selection of specific characteristics by dog breeders through the centuries, physical and reproductive problems can arise in matings between certain breeds of dogs. The problems of breeding a male Great Dane with a female Dachshund, for example, are formidable. The assignment of organisms to species and races is a method of classification that helps scientists organize the otherwise bewildering diversity of organisms into groups with some shared characteristics. Races of plants or breeds of animals can be organized by size, color, hair, or skin texture, presence or absence of certain genes, or any other physical or genetic characteristics that can be measured. Assignment of persons to human races has often carried with it implications of social or intellectual inferiority or superiority. Historically, persons of different human races have been prevented from interbreeding, but the obstacle has been social and cultural, not biological. In nature, biological mechanisms ensure that any member of a species is fertile with any other member of the same species, regardless of how physically similar or dissimilar the individual organisms may appear. By the same token, other biological mechanisms ensure that matings between individual organisms of different species are infertile. As the example of a Great Dane and a Dachshund shows, dramatic differences in appearance do not necessarily mean that individual organisms belong to different species. It also happens that organisms may appear similar or even identical to the non-expert, yet belong to different species. In the Hawaiian Islands, several hundred species of the fruit fly Drosophila have been identified, each adapted to a particular island environment. Flies of one Drosophila species will mate only with flies of the same species, although to most people, one fruit fly looks pretty much like any other.